Okay, thank you. And agenda item number four is our report by our State Water Resources Control Board liaison. Mr. Briggs.
That's not me, so I will introduce, you go by Fran most of the time, don't you?
Sure.
Fran Spivey Weber. Glad that you're able to join us. I know it's probably not going to, or it may change, but hopefully it won't, so I appreciate your being here.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here, and as I was driving over, I told several of you that the phone rang, and who should it be but Gary Wolf, checking in, making sure that I was getting over here in a timely way, and he said to tell everyone hello. He really does miss being on the board and being your liaison. He spoke highly, and he said, I was the luckiest person to get you. So that's great. I will be here all day today, and I will not be able to be here tomorrow, but I am looking forward to it. In terms of a report, I failed to ask Gary exactly how he handled a report, so I'll do it the way I do in Los Angeles and in San Diego. I'd really just focus on a few things that I think you might be interested in, and then I'm open to certainly to questions, which sometimes I can answer, but I can always get back to you. First, I want to make sure that you and the public know that every month now at the second board meeting, so it would be the fourth Tuesday in every month, Dorothy Rice, the executive director of the state board, produces a report on all the activities that are going on in the state board system and some activities that are going on at the regional board level as well. Particularly cooperative programs between state and regional board. And it's absolutely my Bible for keeping up with what's going on. Look under the on the website and under the meeting. The most recent is March 17th board meeting, and you'll see executive director report, and it's well worth it. Policies and permits that we're working on right now, and which one she's identified, which ones have been completed in the last several months, which ones are expected to be completed in 2009, and this includes water rights and certainly water quality issues, enforcement, and other things, and then those that are on hold that we're not working on at all, and then the others are those that will come up in the next year or so. So it's a very valuable list that you will want to check in on, and if there's some things that you think should be moved up or back or whatever, certainly let her know and let me know. And that's my next I'll have one other item from that report. And that's on the ASBS stormwater and non-point source exception. There's been a little bit of a slowdown in the ASBS program, but they are expecting to have some planning meetings in central and northern California with stakeholders in the next couple of months. So I will check with Dominic because I don't know exactly what dates, if any dates, have been set, but it's certainly, you'll probably know as well as I will, but I'll make sure that you know as soon as possible. And also the Muscle Watch sample collection has begun with monthly collections through the month of April, so that's ongoing. Now, in terms of what's going on, we just had a board meeting on Tuesday, and the big topic of conversation was the stimulus package. So I think I'll spend a little bit of time telling you about that. We adopted a policy that was similar to what was proposed to us by staff, but there were some changes. The philosophy behind the policy, first of all, we are getting from EPA through the revolving loan fund, $280 million. It's less than we thought we would get, but it's certainly a substantial amount of money. And there are two major requirements for that money. It has to stimulate job creation, and it has to be done very quickly. The term shovel ready is being used a lot. Not everything has to have a shovel attached to it, but it's the projects that will create jobs and can be on the ground very quickly. The sooner the better, but no later than the 16th of February 2010. So that's our deadline. And if we don't meet that deadline, we lose the money we have, whatever hasn't been spent. And we run the risk of not getting other monies in the future for showing that we aren't able to do what we're pledged to do. So there's a lot of incentive within our Department of Financial Assistance to get this money out and to get it out for job creation. Now, we chose this time, instead of giving all the money to a couple of big projects, which would meet the terms, really, that the federal government set for us, we've chosen to spread the money out and try to cover several categories of need with several ideas behind each category. We took the $280 million, and 25% of that, $70 million, is going into a low-income category for sewer projects. So that's low-income urban and low-income rural, although the rural component will have a slight tilt because they've not had access to a lot of grants in the past, and we're making a lot of effort to make sure that those rural communities who are able to do this work get the support that they need to get projects in. Also, there was a change on the dais to allow Los Osos to be eligible for some of this funding. Eligible, I say, because it will still be competitive within the funding category. So $70 million was earmarked for low income. $70 million was earmarked for restarting stopped bond grants at the State Water Board. These are State Water Board grants that were stopped because of the bond freeze. And so we are restarting those. Now, 70% of those stopped grants are what we would call green. There's a category in the stimulus package that says there should be a 20% target for the grants to be green. And they define green in this particular stimulus package as innovative and efficiency. So we're interpreting innovative and efficiency as recycled water, conservation, low-impact development, essentially the kind of green projects, many of which are in our stopped grant category. So we will restart those, and we'll restart them fast because they just stopped in December. We think they can get back online very quickly. The contracting won't be complex because all we'll have to do is change a few words. We've already worked out the contract terms. There'll be some money to help get started back up because there are some costs associated with restarting something. And so we're budgeting for that. And we've given this category of $70 million, we've given the a heads up to all the people that we think are eligible and told them to let us know by the 17th of May as to whether or not they are able to actually start back up. Now, remember, they have to show job creation. They have to show that they can get going fast. And we're checking now to make sure that it doesn't have to be a construction project, that it could be something other than construction, because there's a little bit of uncertainty there, and I don't have the final word on that one. On the dais, we decided, in addition, to put an extra 15% into the grant category for these two restarting the grants and the low-income section to give some flexibility just in case it's needed. And my guess is when there's grant money, it'll get used. We have so many stopped grants that we think there won't be a problem spending the money on that, and that would be great. We also think that in the low-income area, particularly including the opportunity for urban communities that are low-income, that money will probably go out pretty quickly. Now, the other portion of the money, which the other 35%, is divided into two categories, one category for green, for innovative and efficiency, and the second category for other. The green category is in loans at a 0% interest rate. The other category is in loans at a 1% interest rate. These are 20-year loans. A very, very good deal. And one reason for going with the loan rather than, well, we couldn't go with all grants because of cost, but one reason for going to loans is, again, our challenge was to create jobs and big projects that are going to go on for a number of years are likely to create more jobs and have a bigger impact. There's a $10 million limit on the amount that a community could borrow, and another directive that we gave to the staff is that for those projects that are encouraging regional efforts, combined regional efforts are to be given a higher a big, you know, they are to be considered above those that are just single-purpose projects, because we want to make sure that, particularly in the sewer area, if larger sewers or regional sewer systems are more cost-effective, that would be good. Also, for low-impact development and those kinds of projects, the bigger, more cooperative, the better. And so you can get something big enough to go for loans rather than keep a project grant-sized, which is significantly smaller. So that's the report from yesterday. The money will come from EPA hopefully within the next month. We've turned in all of our reports as to how we think we'll use the money, and then they are just waiting for the money to get to them before they send it to us. But once it's there, it's going to go out very, very fast. Now, for those of you who are disappointed because you didn't get a grant or that you would like for there to have been something different, don't just focus on Tuesday. Focus on next year, because it is quite likely that there will be additional funds coming in the future. So get your projects on the fast list. That's our list of projects that are ready to go. And think in terms of working in larger groups so that people can take advantage of low-interest loans, 0 and 1%, in the future as well. So don't stop now. Keep planning and plan big.
Fran, doesn't EPA allocate a certain amount of money each year?
Right now, yes. And we're going to have to spend that money, too. That right now is still in the 2.4%, I think it is, interest rate, although we voted recently to allow flexibility in that interest rate. And we haven't we're working on this stimulus money, you know, right now, but we'll be getting into that pretty soon. And I'm hoping that, and I'm just, you know, one board member, but I'm hoping that we can keep some low 0 and 1% interest for big projects like the low-impact development kind of thing.
How much does EPA give California every year on average?
It's roughly $300 million.
So it's in about
that range. That's twice as much. This is the $280 that we got is about 1 year's worth. So it doubled our amount of money.
And would this help Los Osos, assuming they would qualify for
Certainly on the loan side, yeah. Yeah. For on the other monies.
Can they get from both categories? Would they be limited to $10 million?
On the regular SRF, I think it's $10 million, but I'm not sure. You probably know better than I do, Roger.
I think they...
Do you remember?
No, they've got more than $10 million, right?
Right. They don't have that limit in the SRF.
There's no limit. Okay.
That's a state revolving fund loan, by the way, SRF.
Right. On that, but again, on that one, I think the interest rate is about 2.4.
And I'm just curious. I've heard this many times about job creation. Is there any requirement that a certain number of jobs be created per dollar that you get?
There is no requirement. However, every month, anyone who is getting this money is going to be reporting how many jobs, where they are in their process, all of that sort of thing. And clearly, the more jobs created, particularly longer-term jobs that have a real stimulus effect, it's just understood that but there's no rule. They haven't predetermined what is enough jobs. So so for small communities, they're not out of the running because they won't perhaps create as many jobs.
Thank you. Any board questions? Mr. Shellcross.
The February 17th deadline, is it? I think you said in 2010 when they had to have the project going.
Yeah, right. On the 17th, it's too late. 16th is the day.
16th, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that true for the loans?
For the stimulus.
For the stimulus loans.
Loans, not for the,
yeah, right. not
for
the regular.
Big, not yeah. for the other. And we'll be getting, we'll continue to get monies. Of course, there are hundreds of rumors in Washington right now, but one of them is that there will be a stimulus too. But there are kind of two camps. There'll be a big bill with stimulus stuff in, just more or less like this year. The other is that there will be an enhancement of the various budgets with monies to be used as stimulus. And should that happen, we'll have more money then. There's also a funding fair, which on the 7th of May in Sacramento, and it's made up of all the different agencies that are getting stimulus money. So that's Caltrans and the core flood control districts and the Bureau and Department of Public Health. So all of these come together and they have a big fair so people can find out more about monies from all the different sectors. And I think we'll have enough time now for next year particularly if there is going to be a stimulus to do a better job of coordinating with our other funding partners to try to, and work with you to try to put packages together that make sense, that can be even bigger and can do real good work. So thank you.
One more quick question. I'm sorry.
On
the 0% interest rate loan, it was a green category for that.
Green.
What was the category for the 1%?
Other.
Other.
Color.
It's all very clear now.
Any other color.
Any other color.
If you are an other, that's your
other
category.
Okay, thanks.
And then, of course, the regular loan program right. is other, too.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank
and
you.
Being here, any last board comments or questions for Fran? Okay. All right.